Tonight, as we are invited to have ashes put on our heads, may we also be inspired to set aside this time of Lent to better connect with God. Jesus walked the lonesome valley. Jesus went away to pray. And ultimately, Jesus offered himself as a sacrifice for our sins. We are offered redemption, new life, holy life with God through Jesus. How we choose to live that life, that is up to you. We created a list of prompts that might get words flowing or your feet moving to do something as you consider your faith walk from now until Easter. They are on the back table. I hope that you will set aside 5 minutes at least each day to be in conversation with God, to think about God. And I don't expect you to come to any earth-shattering conclusions, and you might think that nothing has changed because of what you have done. And you will probably be right. Well, sort of. If something changes in you or around you, it will be because of God. Our scriptures read every year for Ash Wednesday the same. They invite us to consider our own spiritual practices. They are invitations to Lent. They remind us that it is God who creates in us a clean heart. They also remind us that God is here to restore our joy. It is God that will open our lips so that we may offer our praise. It is God that desires to know our spirits. Our work is to open ourselves up to God. That is our job. And not to do so with showy or fancy parade, but in solitude, with a humble and contrite heart. The invitation to Lent is an invitation to get yourself right with God. It's personal. It should be authentic. It may be hard work. And it might not work. There might be more for you to do than the 40 days allow. But get started anyhow. And if you are right with God, perhaps you could use this time to mentor another, to walk beside a friend, or to stretch yourself. My guess is that there is something, at least one thing, for each of us to work on, no matter how in tune you may be with the Spirit. Forgiveness. Almsgiving, refraining from something, reconciliation, growing in the Word, trusting in God. There are many ways for us to step forward in our faith. May you feel so moved to know and love God in such a way this Lent that you come to Easter ready to receive. Or receive again the redemptive, loving power of Jesus. With God's help, may it be so. Amen.